Next, we come to possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns indicate possession or belonging. For example, mine, hers, yours, his, etc. This pen is mine. That one is yours. This bike is hers. This one is his. So here you can see that the words mine, yours, hers, his, they are all indicating some sort of ownership or belonging or possession of a particular person. If you notice in these sentences, you will also see that these sentences have both the demonstrative and the possessive pronouns present in them. Can you tell me which are they? Yes, just like in this pen is mine, this is a demonstrative pronoun. But mine is a possessive pronoun. If you look at the page on page 27, then you will see that I changes from a subject to an object as me. And as a possessive pronoun, it changes to mine. So I or me becomes mine. Similarly, you changes to yours. We or us becomes ours. They or them changes to theirs. So these are the changes which you have to keep in mind when you are changing to possessive pronouns. Okay? Now let us come to interrogative pronouns. Interrogative pronouns are pronouns that are used to ask questions. What? Who? Which, whom, etc. Say for example, as you can see in your book, what is your problem? Who can help you? Which is your school bag? Whom can you help? So these words, what, who, whom, etc. are all interrogative pronouns. Let us now come to emphatic pronouns. Emphatic pronouns are used to give emphasis to a person that is being mentioned in the sentence. That is, we are putting some emphasis or some force on the person that is being mentioned in the sentence. Okay? Say for example, myself, yourself, themselves, etc. Now look at the example that is given in your book. I baked the cake myself. They themselves admitted their mistake. You can also have examples like I will build the house myself. She informed me herself. As we can see that over here, the emphasis is being put on myself, herself, themselves, etc. Therefore, these are the emphatic pronouns.